This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Jimmy's Chicken Shack on Almost Famous Friday.
That song's actually good, man.
It's a great tune, man.
Yeah, I forgot that was the song. Yeah.
I forgot it was that good. Honestly, back in our East Coast days, Jimmy Haha. The singer of Jimmy's Chicken Shack, he would frequent some of the same places we would frequent. Yeah. And Miles and I can attest, he's one of the few people that could drink us under the table when it came to tequila. I never sweat drinking tequila with any. Well, I do now, but I didn't at the time. And this guy was different level.
We were in Annapolis getting drunk at a bar. And one of his buddies like, hey, man, I got tickets and I got something else. Let's go see this band Cake up at Fletcher's. They just came out. They're called Motorcade of Generosity was the album. Nobody ever heard of them before, but like, they play toys. It's going to be crazy. Let's go up there and do some things, and then, you know.
Jimmy liked what we liked.
Then go up there. So we're like, okay.
Jimmy liked a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So we roll up.
He was like a good date. He'll order anything on the menu.
Right. We roll up to
Baltimore, and I just bought this thing called a protopipe. And a protopipe was a metal pipe that you could smoke marijuana in, but it had like a stem cleaner in it, all these different things, and had a little area where you could store your weed inside, and it was like $70.
You were so proud of it.
I loved that thing, man, because you know normally if I had $70, I'd just buy more weed. So the idea that I actually bought something, and of course Jimmy kept it and left it in his pocket, and I never got it back. Oh yeah, because I was like, I'll see Jimmy again. You know what I mean? Nah.
Did you mention it to him the night we were drinking tequila?
You know, I probably
you did.
I probably did.
Yes, you did. Yeah, I remember that.
I probably did.
In true Miles fashion.
Hey, God damn it.
It's like, I don't have it on me, man.
Well, I want it. So, Jimmy Haha, if you're listening, give me my protopipe back, please.
I like how your accent came back when you said haw haw.
Jimmy haw haw.
Jimmy haw haw. Jimmy haw haw like Donnie Ocean.
Yeah.
Our question today, who was driving and what was in the road? 206-421-ROCK.
That's how much fun Jimmy was. Jimmy. Brought back the accent.
Yeah, exactly.
He was fun. Here's another pick-me-up on another positive Almost Famous Friday. My wife had a dog at approximately 120 miles an hour. She was going 60 miles an hour. The dog jumped out the window of another car oncoming that was traveling 60 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
So you put it together, you go 120 miles
an hour. Oh, my God.
That is, I mean, look, nobody wants to hit a dog when they're driving, but if the thing, come on, Ted.
I'm sorry. That is just ridiculous. A dog jumps out of a car and gets hit by another car.
There's nothing you can do. Yeah, that is.
Good times.
That is bad. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. So I have a story from a couple summers ago. Me, the spouse, and two of my buddies went up to British Columbia where they've got this night market they do. So it runs late and there's like rides and food stalls. And my buddies are passed out in the back when we're leaving. We narrowly dodge having to deal with Trudeau's motorcade. And that's not the thing, though. As we're driving through southern British Columbia, we're going up this hill, and we see a white car coming down from the dark, and it's kind of creeping down the road, and we're squinting at it, me and the spouse. Buddies are passed out, and it starts coming across the middle line. And it's not going fast, so we honk, and we slow, and I hit the brakes, and it passes not 2 feet in front of the end of my car. There is no one behind the wheel.
Oh. Just ghost riding?
We're shouting ghost car, and one buddy wakes up and kind of sees it, and the thing just rolls clean past us at a 45-degree angle on the road, down the hill, and peacefully, calmly comes to a stop in the grass beside the road.
That's amazing. Did you ever find the person who probably should have been behind the wheel?
No, I don't know if someone ducked down and decided played blind chicken going down the road, or
I don't think so.
What? I don't think so. But it was just.
Did the car have lights on?
You know, it did because I saw it at night.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe
it was just. It was weird.
You think somebody like got out to take a leak on the side of the road, didn't realize the thing was.
Or they're like two people laying horizontally in the back doing something.
Right.
Didn't realize they didn't have the emergency brake. I have no idea, but there was not a soul to be seen behind the wheel or in any of the seats as they breezed past.
They were
only going like 10 miles an hour. Like they were just.
Maybe it was an original Tesla, the original autopilot.
That's
maybe it was three children in a trench coat acting like one adult driving.
A parking car, two midgets in a trench coat, maybe.
That is
three
weird.
Children, not little people.
Oh, okay.
You didn't say little people.
Who was driving and what was in the road? 206-421-RIDE.
Hello, good sir. I'm tall enough for this ride.
A couple of comments. Says, I just tuned in. I'm glad you guys are having such a light and happy show today. Someone else says, what happened to Positive Friday?
Hey, it is a positive Friday.
It's all positive.
Friday. It's almost famous Positive Friday.
And this is all in the past.
Yeah.
Those dogs that got hit, it happened a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Long time ago.
Yeah, and they were wild. Feral dogs.
That's right. They were feral. No one was looking for them. No children were crying. That's what I'm telling myself.
And all dogs go to heaven.
All of them. Every one of them. Except Sunshine.
Uh-oh.
Oh, who burns in hell?
God.
Hello, Billy. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Happy Positive Friday.
Thank you.
So, I have a quick one. I was at Northgate near the mall. I was about to take a free ride, and I was behind a car. And it's kind of early, and it's a little hustle and bustle. People are kind of a little anxious. So, I'm waiting there, and the light turns green to take a free ride, but the crosswalk also turns so someone can go through the crosswalk. So, this very old man in an electric wheelchair with, like, the hunchback, you know, he's real low. So he starts going, and the car in front of me just straight up goes out and takes a hard right and just rams the side of this old man's wheelchair.
He hit him?
Pushing him down.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Yeah. Well, she didn't knock him over. She just was pushing him to the side, pushed him about 20 feet. This old man just flips out, you know, the girl gets out and is like, you know, can I help you, whatever? And he's like just chewing her out. And she backs up a little bit, you know, give him some space. And he drove back to the, drove his little, you know, wheelchair back to the corner, hits the button again and waits for the next time the light turns. The guy is made out of like pure bullets, I swear it.
What, so did she seem like apologetic at all that she pushed this guy up the road for 20 feet?
Oh, she tried, but he was not hearing it.
Well, after 20 feet, I think that he shouldn't be like, how long did it, I mean, like, what was she doing that she didn't realize that she's pushing an old man in an electronic car down the road?
I have no idea. She's probably just seen green light go and just went for it. You know?
Okay.
Look left, kind of look right, and just. Went for it.
I can tell you one of the two buildings that guy lives in fact, because I live in that general area, and he's right at this particular intersection. It's like I said, people are getting touchy because the lights are kind of long, so when you get the chance to finally go, especially if you're making a turn, you want to do it. But half a block from this intersection is like an assisted living facility,
mm-hmm.
and almost everyone I see that comes out of this building is in a motorized wheelchair. And the people that I see come out of the building that are not in a motorized wheelchair, I think to myself, why in the hell are you not in a motorized wheelchair? It's like you said, it's people that's going to take 3 minutes across the street. No fault of their own. They're just at that age. Nothing they can do. And then on the other side of that intersection is another assisted living facility where 100% of the people that I've seen are in those wheelchairs. So this is... It's not the most dangerous intersection, but people loosen their morals a little bit, I would say, at this intersection. And there are people in wheelchairs on all four corners almost every single time I go up there.
Huh.
I almost run a guy over. I was going to the bank. I was going to run to the ATM. No big deal. It is a quarter of a mile drive from my place, but hop in the car, go flying down the road. I'm going to make an illegal left. Yes, it was an illegal left, but I don't feel like waiting and going around the block. I go to pull in, man. This dude is like right in the middle of it in his wheelchair. He looks terrified. I look terrified. And then after about a second, I'm like, well, hurry up. I mean, geez, we can stare at each other and get the hell out of the way. Sorry, man. I didn't hit him so I can be mean.
If you hit him, did you honk him?
I did not honk, but the window was half down because I got the radio blasting. I just want to run to the bank, and then I'm going to run back home. I plan on being out of my house for about 2 minutes tops, right? Because it's that quick, that easy. But it scared him. And like I said, we're just staring at each other. And I was like, what? You're fine, man. Like, let's get moving, brother.
Who was driving and what was in the road? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I'm in the Navy. I'm stationed up here in Bremerton. I'm originally from Missouri. So, every year, you know, or so, the wife and kids and I will, you know, load up and go visit my folks back in Missouri.
Do you drive?
Sometimes. Last year we flew, and we flew into Kansas City and rented a car, so we just had a direct flight. So we rented a car and drove on to my folks' house. And, you know, when you rent a car, they go, oh, do you want the extra insurance and an extra, you know, $1 million, basically. And we go, oh, no, I'll just be careful. We'll be good to go. So while we're visiting my folks, we have hail, tornado warnings, like the worst weather you could imagine. And through all this, I was extremely paranoid. Kept the car, you know, in the hay barn so it wouldn't get beat up by the hail or whatever. So anyway, the whole time we're there, everything's great. We're leaving for the airport. We're not about 10 minutes from my folks' house, and a turkey comes flying up out of the ditch and basically flies right into the car. And we had enough time, you know, it happened, and my wife and I looked at each other and go, did that really just happen? And our four-year-old son in the back seat goes, what was that? You know, and we're sitting there going, really? All this time, we made it through all this. In the last 2 hours, you know, we damaged the car.
How bad was the damage? How big was the turkey, do you think?
Oh, it was huge. When you hit it, it shook the car. I mean, it was...
Wow.
I mean, they're a big, dense bird, man. I think they're bigger than most people think they are.
And where did it hit the car?
It was... Luckily, it was right. It caught the hood and the grill. Otherwise, it would have gone through the radiator and everything. But there was two great big dents in the hood, and the grill was cracked a little bit. But luckily, it was still drivable. And when we got up there to turn the car in, you know, I told the person checking it in or whatever, oh, yeah, we hit a turkey. And she walked up there and goes, oh, yeah, you sure did. There were still feathers stuck in the grill.
Did you guys stop to see the turkey? Did the turkey make it or did you kill it?
I was so shocked. You know, and we were running a little late to get to the airport, so I didn't go back.
Sorry, turkey!
But,
you should have called a family member, like, dude, there's a fresh one sitting on the side of the road if you want to go get that bad boy.
We did. And my brother-in-law went over there, and he couldn't find it. So,
so it was probably fine.
Or someone else beat him to the punch.
I don't think it was fine. We hit it pretty hard.
And the rental car company said no sweat, or did they make you pay for the damage?
They said no sweat, I guess. I mean, I didn't hear anything else about it. So
okay, well, typically your insurance on your car should cover a lot of that.
So you something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how in the hell I've never heard of anybody hitting a turkey.
It's funny how little kids, that's the only time they pay attention. So over Christmas, leaving the in-law, just going back to the airport. And, I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere at this point in Pennsylvania. And there's a squirrel. We're actively trying to avoid it, but the squirrel did what squirrels do, which is decide that it's going to be indecisive. It will not commit to this side of the road or that one. It's just running back and forth in this little four-foot area. Like, what do I do? Well, what you do is you get hit by a car, squirrel. That's what happened. Tried not to, and I mean, kunk, right, real quick. And both kids immediately, suddenly, they have not talked in the last hour and a half. Now, what was that? Did you hit something? Did you hit a squirrel? No. I mean, like, as I explained it, said, we went over top of the squirrel, and I think it was just him jumping up, and he just hit his head on the bottom of the car. So I think he just has a headache. So my daughter's kind of like, oh, okay. My son gave me that look, said, you're full of crap.
But squirrel's dead.
But I don't feel like listening to my sister butthole, so I'm going to keep it quiet.
What were you telling me the other day about they were doing tests, speaking of turkeys hitting something, but it was they forgot that the turkeys were frozen?
It was the Air Force way back in the day. And look, if you're in any kind of plane, the danger of hitting a bird or a flock of birds, that's a real danger.
There was a plane that got hit this past week from like Fort Lauderdale to JFK or whatever, and the dent in the cone of this plane.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable.
I don't even know what kind of bird they hit.
You're going like 400 some miles an hour. It's like whatever you hit, it's going to be a lot more severe. So they had some kind of fighter jets, whatever it is they're doing, but they to protect the pilots. They're like, look, man, we got to figure out something because these guys, they are hauling ass. And I mean, and if they hit a bird in one of these jets, it goes to the cockpit. Like, that's all she wrote, right? So, and let's be honest, this is the Fed. So also those planes cost a lot of money. That's the long and short of it. But they would load turkeys into cannons and then go to the grocery store, get a fresh turkey, and fire this thing at the planes. And they would assess the damage. And then the engineers would try to figure out structurally what you could do to minimize the damage.
Whatever.
Right. Whatever you can do. So, I don't remember how many weeks this went, but they're launching these things. And I mean, like, when they looked at the plane, the damage was worse than when the pilots actually hit, say, a goose or something when they're flying. I mean, like, the cockpit's taken out, the cockpit seat is gone, you know, the whole thing's just, it is gnarly. And after, like I said, either a couple of days or a couple of weeks, someone said, hey, just, I don't want to intrude, but are we thawing the turkeys before we fire them at the planes? They hadn't been. So they're taking these frozen. They just didn't think about it. It was like an
oversight. Bowling ball being
shot. Yeah, so it's like a frozen turkey, blast this thing out of a cannon. So when they started doing the fresh ones, I mean, the damage is still bad, but not nearly as bad as a frozen turkey.
Who was driving and what was in the road? 206-421-ROCK.
You know, somebody like was like, hey.
It's just an oversight. I get it. You know, but they bought the turkeys, drop it in the cannon, fire it, and they just couldn't figure out why the damage was so much worse out of the cannon because they calibrate the cannon to mimic, right, the airspeed that you'd hit a bird. And finally, they're like, are we thawing these? And I'm sure there was that. I don't think we are.
Well, I mean, let's frozen turkeys. I bet every Thanksgiving there's going to be thousands of people who have no idea how long it takes to thaw a turkey.
I pulled it out the last night before I went to bed, like... Yeah. So what are your side dishes? Because you're not eating a turkey.
Yeah, it's part of the reason I started eating chicken.
Really?
Yeah, it's like one year my mom came out, and we were just up by Leavenworth, and we were just kind of hanging out, and it was like a day before, so we couldn't get a frozen one. And I was like, screw it. Chicken tastes better.
Yeah.
There's only two of us. Let's just eat the chicken.
All right, there you go. That's thinking. Hello, Kirk. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Doing good, Kurt. How are you, man?
Not too bad. Just got off working. It's a Friday, so it's pretty good.
Positive Friday. An almost famous Friday.
Positive almost famous Friday.
So what was in the road?
I was, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so a small town that I was living in, and one of my coworkers' boyfriends was coming eastbound. I was driving westbound, and he starts to go around a hay truck. And this is on a highway, so he was doing, 50 to begin with. So he's doing 70 as he's going around this hay truck. What he doesn't realize is I'm in the oncoming lane. So I slow it down. I get over the fog line, and he still hits my corner. So according to the forensic report, it was about a 120-mile-an-hour collision.
Jesus.
Yeah. And people are like, wait a second, this is supposed to be Feel Good Friday. Well, even though I broke 26 bones, plus teeth and toes, spent 10 days in a coma, now I run 5K obstacle courses, and I work as an electrician.
Do you think you would have done, I mean, maybe work as an electrician, but would you have gotten into the 5K obstacle courses, do you think, had you not gotten in this accident?
Yeah, probably. They're fun.
All right, let me ask you this. Did you know what happened, or did someone tell you this when you woke up what happened?
Oh, they told me about it after the fact.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in some pretty heavy shock. I was talking to the officer who showed up on the scene. And he's like, yeah, I called in a fatality before I got out of my car. And then I sprinted back to my car to call the ambulance. Luckily, it was like a half a mile away, so they were already on their way.
Were you actually ejected from the vehicle?
No, I was pinned in place by the engine that came through the firewall.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
lucky you.
Yeah, and I'm sure you probably got some burns from that still, right?
Yeah, I got some burns. I got some pretty awesome scars.
But you're fine.
For the most part.
Okay. And for the most part. All right. And then those 10 days, I mean, no recollection of dreaming, When you woke up, you you know what I'm saying? Was it like waking up in the morning or?
Yeah, how do you, how tired are you versus the average, I'm waking up now?
It was super groggy. I remember like one dream from all of it, but it didn't make any sense.
As dreams tend to do.
Yeah, well, it was probably just because I had like the TV going or something. But I woke up and I looked around. I was really confused because I couldn't remember where I was or how I got there. But, you know, I saw like the hospital machines. I saw the stuff hooked up into my arms. I was like 18, so I had like someone in the room with me.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
It was definitely an experience.
Yeah, I gotta think that's fairly terrifying. We had a guy that called probably 2 years ago at this point, and he was one of these other people that I don't remember what the deal was, but he was in a coma for an extended amount of time, And he said the thing that woke him up, and he wasn't being funny, he did not find it as funny as we did, is that his balls itched. And he was in a body cast, and he woke up out of his coma because he said it was indescribable. And even then when he woke up, it was worse because of the body cast. He couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was a caller or I read this somewhere, but somebody was talking about they were in a coma, and they could hear family members talking about whether they should pull the plug.
I think that was a call.
Yeah.
I think that was a call.
He was like, I could hear that. I was like, oh, that is frightening.
The 10 days that you were down and you were out, did anything happen that was newsworthy that you missed?
Apparently, okay, so at the accident, the ambulance shows up and they cut me out with jaws of life. They get me to the local hospital, and the regular life flight wouldn't actually fly me up to Harborview, so they called in the military. And apparently this super attractive nurse that I re-met later rode with me the whole way. She says, yeah, you were kind of falling apart. I pretty much had to sit on your face to hold you together. Ooh. And I was like, well, that's super awesome. I'm in a wheelchair right now and I can't cross my legs because I'm 18 and you're attractive.
So oh, God. Sitting in a wheelchair with an erection.
How attractive was this nurse?
Well, flashbacks to cartoons when you're younger, just hello nurse. Right. You know, for a small town situation, it was impressive.
Okay.
I thought you were asking about news events.
Yeah, wow. That.
Did you ask her out?
No, she was married, you know.
Okay.
But, I was actually asking about news events, but that's a better story.
I think I remember that too. Like,
right? I just think that's where he went. Yeah, like, well, turns out I had a really hot nurse sitting on me.
Yeah, I woke up and Prince was dead. You know what I mean? Right. Whatever. I thought it was going to be like
no,
that.
I had an erection that I couldn't have.
You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
As it so happens, if you get into an accident between September and November,
Chances are that you probably hit a deer. 36% of accidents during those 2 months are, well, they're drivers swerving and or hitting deer. And it is the most dangerous thing at that time of the year. The best thing you can do, they say, is hit the brakes, but do not swerve. Using your high beams when you drive can also give you a leg up. And if there are multiple lanes, center lane is usually the safest because it gives you more time to react either way. So according to the most recent data, 10 states where you're most likely to hit by a deer are the usual suspects. West Virginia, Iowa, Montana, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Michigan, Wyoming, Ohio, and Arkansas.
Arkansas is the only one that threw me for a loop. It makes complete sense. It's just not one of the states I expect.
West Virginia passed a law that says that you can pick up roadkill off the side of the road and take it home if you so choose.
Why not?
Yep.
And I told you, well, you know this, Miles, but there's actually a roadkill like a food festival in West Virginia every year.
And a cookbook.
Yeah.
They have a roadkill cookbook and a roadkill festival.
Your state continues to make us all proud.
It's amazing.
In his defense on this one, I watched one of those half-hour specials on it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd eat it.
Yeah, I mean.
What were they serving up? I mean, deer, I know, because we've all had venison, but like raccoon.
Squirrel, deer, rattlesnake is pretty popular.
It was mostly deer. And I haven't eaten squirrel, but I'm big on a big squirrel kick that I want to eat some.
Why? What's the appeal?
I started watching that hunting show a while ago, a few months ago, and that guy was like, squirrel is great. And, he'd go to, Arkansas or something. He went with a guy that all that dude did was hunt squirrel. And, they sound harsh, but you just peel off his little furry body. And then they were frying up his thighs. Man, it looked good.
Sounds good.
So when I watched this West Virginia one, this dude had made, a stew out of it and everything. And everybody's like, squirrel is much better than one would think.
Nice. Okay. I'll give it a try.
Who was driving and what was in the road? 206-421-ROCK.
Let's see here. A comment says, "Ola bitches. My girlfriend and I, we went on a vacation to Australia with a close friend of ours, and we rented a car to get around. During the first 7 days of our trip, everything went fine. 2 days before we're leaving Australia, we decided to drive inland to search for opals. Well, around 9 o'clock at night, it's pitch black, and a kangaroo hopped into the road, and we, in all caps, annihilated that bugger with our Kia Forte rental car. The impact totaled the car. We flagged down someone driving by. They gave us a ride to the next town where we had to ride the train back to Sydney and catch our flight home."
Damn.
Yeah.
Hit a kangaroo.
Damn. They do have the kangaroo crossing signs.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. Who was driving? What was in the road? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Ricardo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, putas.
Hola.
Can you guys hear me well?
Yeah,
yeah,
we got you, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, is Ted there? Ted?
Yeah, I'm standing here, man. What's up?
Hey, man, I'm from Guatemala, dude. I was wondering if I can have a chance with your sister.
Well, you know, I have to check in with what's his name?
Ricardo. Was that the dude's name?
That was the dude's name, was Ricardo.
Is
that
anybody been Guatemala? There.
You don't work on cars, do you, Ricardo?
No, I'm a welder, dude.
Okay. All right. I swear to God, his name was Ricardo. The best tamales ever had in my life one day on Christmas Day.
All right, man. Hey, man. Can I ask you a couple of quick questions? Are you guys bringing back white, black, and Mexican Jew at
we
all?
Do, we do. Well, we do profile this these days. It seems like that's probably the better way to go about that segment.
Given the all current right. climate.
Yeah.
And the backlash.
Yeah, we have to adjust every once in a while to things that are not cool anymore.
Well, yeah. But you know what, dude? The people that listen to this show, they don't care. I mean,
oh, you'd be surprised.
There's a handful that really, really do. But, you know, the segment continues just in a different form. I actually like the game better now, to be honest with you.
And that's why we ask you, hey, guess what's in someone's butt?
Right.
That's what happens.
I mean, that's fun.
Yeah, drugs.
Yeah.
Hey, second question. Whatever happened to Toothless John or Don?
Toothless Don.
He passed away this week, unfortunately.
Yeah, we got word earlier this week that he passed on. His family sent us a note. We did a tribute to him during the shot of the day, and a lot of people have been asking because everyone that seemed to hear this guy really enjoyed hearing him on the air.
But I like this format of the show better. You call us, ask a question.
All right. Well, here's my story. I was driving down the street, and you know how sometimes cars park right next to the curb?
Sure.
I'm driving down the street, and I see this dog just came out of nowhere, and I know I hit him. And I drove about 2 blocks, and then I thought, oh, man, that's not right. I turned around, came back. I didn't find the dog. I looked at the place where I hit him. I didn't see any blood or anything. But it was just, it was sad that I hit an animal, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. I mean, even with Steve hitting the squirrel, I know you didn't feel great about it. I mean, there's nothing you can do. But
I tried not to. Could not decide where to go, and I could not swear. I'm on a highway.
I'm like, even with a bird that dips down and just barely grazes my windshield, and I'm always just like, geez, buddy, man, come on.
I've hit many a bird, for sure.
That's too close.
But birds, I don't understand necessarily their flight path all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, about 2 weeks ago, we're in the car. We're trying not to. The kids didn't notice, and we didn't hit it, but there's a crow in the road, and 9 times out of 10... You know, when you're a bird, you have that luxury of flying out of the way. So slow down a little bit. Instead of even running to the side of the road or flying away, and there's nothing wrong with its wings. We know this because for 30 seconds, this thing's hauling ass as best it can in front of the car. So keep in mind, we're now driving about 7 miles an hour, because even though it's doing the best it can, it's not like it's a particularly fast thing. We're honking and we're like, why won't you just fly out of the freaking way? And after running, and I mean, we're talking like 30 feet, this thing's just running. The kids, again, aren't paying attention. We're kind of chuckling, but like, we're just trying not to hit this goddamn thing. It won't fly anywhere. It just keeps running, but straight down the middle of the road. And then for whatever reason, it decided to flap its wings and get out of the way. I'm like, that bird wanted to die. We let it down.
Yeah, I mean, why not fly?
Like, just fly out of the way.
I just, one house, I don't know what the hell goes on the East Coast. Actually, it happened a lot there. It seemed more so than on the West Coast. But there's just birds fly into bay windows.
All the time.
And I mean, every time I go out to pass, I look below that window. It's like, because you can hear me, it's like, boom. You're like, oh, no, dude. And you go out there and there's this stunned bird. Sometimes they get up and fly away. Other times you go pick them up.
When we lived in upstate.
Doing yard work a week later.
When we lived in upstate New York, that was one of our unexpected chores. So that's the crap that your parents are going to put on, you know, take out the trash, take out the dishes, this kind of stuff. And but one of the things my brother and I became responsible for was to clean the bird carcasses out of the backyard, because they had this huge picture window, but it's only 10 feet away from the tree line and you're out in the woods. And I mean, all day, every day, to the point you didn't even turn around. Didn't matter what you're doing. Just
boom. You'd hear it and you know exactly what the hell
most
happened.
Of the time they were stunned. I remember my brother going out one time. My father's like, hey, man. That bird that just hit, like, I don't think he's going to make it. Like, it was clear. This thing hit the window full speed. So my brother's like, I'll take care of it tomorrow. My father's like, all right, whatever, man. So my brother goes out. He comes in disgusted. He said the bird was, like, belly down, wings spread. It was done, right? It's gone. But he goes, I go to pick this thing up, and all these maggots come pouring.
Wow.
He said it was like a pinata. He was so disgusted. For, like, 3 days, man. He could not move past that.
Who was driving? What was in the road? 206-421-ROCK.
I don't know why I find that funny. Oh, let's talk to someone who's obviously an idiot. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hey, guys. I'm getting married tomorrow, and I just want to give a shout-out to my fiance, Enga. I love you. You're awesome.
But how long have you guys been going out?
About 8 months.
Oh, cool. And have you been living together during this thing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's, hey, man, if you can survive this, you can survive anything.
Still getting married.
Yeah.
Someone we know is supposed to get married tomorrow.
Right. It's an easy, it's an easy one to remember. 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
That's the date, 7-Eleven. I won't forget that one.
Okay.
I love that every guy, when they give up their wedding date, there's always something about it where they know in the future they will not forget. Because even before you're married, you understand that it is of the utmost importance that you don't forget this date. So dudes are like, all right, I'll marry you, but it has to be on a date I know. Because we just don't want to get in trouble later. Honestly, that's it.
I mean, that's how I know yours.
Yeah. Like, look, I'm not going to remember. It has nothing to do with you. It's just, as a guy, certain things don't matter to me. Like most things. And but if you give me a date that's just kind of built in, locked in,
right,
like, I'm not going to forget.
Nope.
I almost forget, but I didn't quite.
So, Miles, what was in the road?
Well, I was driving on Highway 16. I was on my way to Mia Bay. And there's two lanes. I'm in the fast lane. And I'm kind of maybe a little too close to the car in front of me or whatever. And there's a rock in the middle of the highway that was probably a little bit bigger than a softball.
All right.
And I didn't have time to, like, go around it. So I tried to run it down the center of my car. And it hit something underneath my car. And I was looking in my rearview mirror, and this rock shot up about 15 feet high, went over into the flow lane, and landed right on the hood of another car and bounced right into their windshield and stuck in their windshield.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, fortunately, it didn't go through the windshield.
I mean, yeah, Steve Miggs hit. Didn't he have like a steel rod in the road or something? Or maybe the car in front of him hit a steel rod.
Somebody lost it, right, and it bounced up on the highway, and then it landed in his windshield.
Like,
I mean, it went through his window. Yeah.
That's
terrifying.
You're talking feet, inches, you know what I mean, as far as just somebody's a pastor in the car, whatever the deal is.
I've never had that. I mean, you've hit like little pebbles and all that kind of cracked the windshield. I've never had anything.
Oh, you kidding me, man? As soon as you get a new car, somebody kicks a rock up and cracks your windshield. you take ownership. It could be like a 2004. It's run fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a great car. You bought it used. You got a hell of a deal on it. As soon as you take the wheel, man, a rock's going to come up and crack your windshield.
It's universe's way. It's yours now.
You turn on the defroster when it starts getting a little bit colder to clear everything out, and you watch that crack grow by about 9 inches all the way across.
I'll get around to it.
It keeps going.
I rear-ended a lady once on an exit ramp because it's like one of those ones where you had to stop.
So I
thought I was looking to the left. I assumed two of us could fit through this gap. So I gun it. She has not moved. I rear end her, and she gets out. She's like, "I got this car like 3 weeks ago."
Oh,
yeah.
How about your car? Was it okay?
Yeah, the Topaz was fine.
I bet it was.
I mean, look, even if it had like a dent, like in my bumper, was going to fix it?
Right, exactly. That car, like,
Who was driving and what was in the road? Let Ricardo fix it. 206-421-ROCK.
Dude, I'm not kidding. That was kind of trippy.
What's that? Oh, Ricardo from Guatemala?
Yeah, that was his name.
Yeah.
Ricardo, huh?
Ricardo.
Hello, Doug. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hola. Hola.
So a buddy and I were playing pool one night a couple years back, and leave the pool hall, and we're taking a 5-3 home, and we saw what we thought was like a pile of laundry or clothes in the road. So we start to swerve around it, and we kind of come next to it, we realize like it's a dude, and he's like laying face down in the road. He's not moving. So I back up, you know, and kind of point the front of my car at him and hit my high beams, and we jump out, and we're kind of talking to him and kind of yelling, trying to, you know, see if he's responsive and he's not responding and whatnot. And we're getting ready to figure out, you know, call the cops or whatnot. And all of a sudden, like, a little cop rolls up behind us and stops. And my buddy's like, "Dude, it's not what it looks like. We didn't hit him." And, you know, the cop walks around us and sees the guy, and he was like, "Oh, okay. Yeah, no." He's like, "I know this guy." And starts calling him by name. And dude finally starts coming around, and he gets to like a half kneeling position and sees us, sees the cop, and as soon as he sees the cop, he starts like growling like a bear. And the cop's like, "All right, you guys need to get the F out of here." And we're like, "Well, man, it's like 2 in the morning, it's just you and him, you want us to hang out just in case you need help?" And he was like, "No, dude, get the F out of here." So we jumped in our car and we took off, and that was that. We don't know what happened, but it was kind of crazy at the same time.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That's a very odd thing, especially the growling like a bear part.
Right. Yeah. I know this dude. John, get up.
John, stop growling.
Right.
By the way, we were talking about guys pick wedding dates based simply on your ability to remember the wedding date. Because
it's helpful.
We know how we are. And ladies, you already know this. Think how many times you said to your fiance, that's right, look him in the eye right now. How many times has he forgotten that thing that you told him? Now, sure, you told him about today 8 months ago, so there's no chance I remember, but you hold it against us is the thing. So some people checked in. Guy says, "You all speak the truth. Tomorrow's my wife and I's 6th anniversary, and I love my free Slurpee each year," 7-Eleven. Another guy, dating anniversary, 0123. Wedding anniversary, 0727. It's simple. Oh, God, what's some of the other ones? Another guy, "I got married." Now, he got married in 2004 on the 5th day of June, so it's 06, 05, 04. Someone else says, 100% true. That's why my wedding anniversary is April 20th for 420.
Ooh,
and nice. On and on. Look, I'm not kidding, man. We just need a simple, that's the one. We can forget your birthday. Yes, you'll be mad. You will fold your arms. Temperature will drop in the house. But forgivable. Valentine's Day, it's not that we forget. But if you don't bring it up, we'll pretend we forgot because we hate that day. But your anniversary, you cannot forget, right? That's the one where it's no apologies. So, yeah, we pick a date based on something we can remember.
You even buy a card.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the few holidays that you buy a card.
That's right. I'm like, "Hey, man, I got to run to Bartell real quick." Be right back.
Who was driving and what was in the road? 206-421-ROCK.
I don't know how the card business is doing.
You know what? I think they're fine.
Right.
Right. Kids still have birthdays. You can't. I don't care what's going on with the kid. They might not be able to have a party or whatever, but you better get them at least a card. That way they have something to open to see if money comes out.
What are your feelings about e-cards?
That, I mean,
I think it's been a while since I've got one.
Okay.
To me, an e-card is something your buddy sends you on a non-related day because something about it is funny.
Let me answer it this way. I would not send one to a woman I'm in a relationship with.
Correct. Okay. Right. Correct, yes. Okay.
That I is, felt like maybe you're trying right. to feel no, this no, one no, out, no, Montgomery.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, don't go e-card.
Happy anniversary.
There you go. Someone else. I got married 10-10-10. Someone else. I never forget my wedding anniversary. It's the effing same weekend as opening day of fishing season. We all have our method. We all have our method, bro, but we won't forget.
That's why I go fishing every time it's my anniversary.
Someone else, we have 11-11-11. Yeah. Some D-Day. Like all this different stuff.
D-Day?
Yeah. They didn't say it's a happy thing. They said they won't forget.
9-11. Who was driving and what was in the road? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Angela. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Well, many years ago, heading down on a camping trip with my girlfriend and a friend of hers, we're cruising down the street in our 1976 Volkswagen van that we had converted into a camper.
Ooh.
So backseat passengers riding in a lawn chair in style.
Yeah.
And we're cruising down the road, and you kind of get that sense. You see something off the side of the road, thinking it's a deer or something like that. This big cougar comes jumping across the road. That thing was so huge, it hit the center line in the middle, and it was off the other side before we even knew what was happening.
Jeez, you're kidding me. You hit it, and it just kept going.
No, we didn't hit it at all. That was the amazing thing. It missed us. I mean, I think I was probably 5 feet on this thing when it leaped the other side, and who knows, I might have clipped its tail. This tail on this thing, I swear to God, almost stretched across one lane of the highway. So we get down the road, and we're like, you know, I'm outdoorsy enough. I'm like, you know, you're supposed to report these sightings and stuff. There's enough people in the area. So we stop. We know there's a camp or a ranger station down the road just a couple miles. So we pull into that thing. Of course, these guys are tripping now even more after seeing this. Oh, I forgot to mention that they were tripping on acid.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, in a Volkswagen van. Crazy.
Never imagined that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Did you have curtains in it?
Yes,
of course.
Okay, all right, just making
she
sure.
She said it's a Volkswagen camper.
Just making sure you had the curtain accessories.
Tie-dyed, baby, tie-dyed.
Yeah.
And so we pull up to this ranger station. You know, he's sitting in his little cubicle there in the center, and we pull up, and we go, hey, just want to let you know we saw a cougar jumping across the road down there. And I'm not kidding you. He looks at us, he smiles, he looks at my girlfriend, looks at the guy in the back seat, and goes, what are you guys on? And we just pulled up.
Well, I mean, if you said you asked.
Yeah.
That was pretty wild.
That
you
is
know,
pretty cool.
You expect to see stuff when you're out hiking and stuff, but certainly not when you're driving down the road.
I want to say most people never see a wild cat in the wild. You know,
a wild cat has seen you.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, as nocturnal as they are and everything else, when I was up in Banff, there was a family of lynx that ran across the street.
Right.
And I lost it. Because I was just, it was amazing.
What are you, like, double rainbow guy?
No, yeah.
Look at that.
I mean, you got to remember, man, I'm in
Jasper. That's pretty cool.
It was, I mean, I'm in basically heaven up there. I'm in, like, Jasper and stuff, and it's so picturesque. It's so beautiful. And here's these family, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's a family of lynx. And these little guys were just all furry still. And, you know, the mom was maybe a little bigger than a house cat. No, they're not really that big up there. But it was just the shape of their head. You know,
they got
beautiful
weird
pointy
head.
Ears, and I'm just stopped, pulled over.
He says the same thing to women. You have beautiful pointy ears.
Yeah, but I date Vulcans.
By the way, hey, guys, we just got a pro tip from a listener. Yeah. Again, just talking about wedding anniversary dates. If you do get a date that you know you're not going to remember, do what this guy did. I changed my bank PIN number to the month day of my anniversary so that I could remember. That is a pro tip, dude. That's solid.
Not bad
at
all.
That is solid.
Ted versus the FCC on the way in our question, who was driving and what was in the road?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.